Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. We've got a lot of local news and happenings. Let's start a little bit with weather. I know we touched on it a bbit with Tim Root there, but temperatures today should be above normal and warmer than yesterday. Possible showers and storms up in the very high country in the San Juans, but should be a pretty pleasant day. It's interesting. We had a lot of snow on the ground in Monticello, and seems like it's almost all just about gone away by now. So it is spring despite the spring snow also coming. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Looking at news in the area where members of the San Juan School Board discussed the new Blanding Elementary School, approved spend plans, and discussed a semi-monthly payroll distribution at their latest meeting. Members of the San Juan School Board passed a motion to direct school that... direct school district administration to evaluate the possibility of moving the location of the new Blanding Elementary School at their March 6th meeting. Members of the board and district staff heard from several concerned citizens about the currently approved location at the meeting. The currently undeveloped lot is located on the southwest corner of 800 North and 100 West, the opposite corner from the Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Members of the board voted to approve the location on district-owned property in June 2023 as part of a plan to make the school close to shovel-ready in order to receive a grant from the state to build the new building. While the district has been awarded $20 million from the state for the new school, some Blanding residents have voiced concerns about the proposed location of the new building. During public comment at the latest school board meeting, Paul McDonald, a Blanding resident, shared he represented a group of Blanding residents who were thankful to the district for the new school and the updates to the design, including more classrooms. However, McDonald said they did not feel the Blanding residents had been properly involved in direct discussions related to the new building. McDonald added the main concern is with the location of the new Blanding Elementary School, noting the concerns with the slope of the current location, which the district has estimated will take $2 million to fix. McDonald asked the district why the undeveloped property north of ARL Middle School was not used for the project, noting that it's 2 acres larger than the current 13.5-acre site and would place all three Blanding School campuses in a close proximity. In other public comments, residents asked for 2 age-appropriate playgrounds at the new school, consideration for traffic impacts of the new school, and concerns with the dirt on the site. Members of the San Juan School Board passed a motion to direct school district administration to evaluate the possibility of moving the location of the new Blanding Elementary School. District Administrator Tyrell Pemberton also provided the board with updated floor plans, including additional classrooms that the board approved at their previous meeting. Pemberton also shared the other public input has been helpful in a variety of aspects, and the project is moving closer to being ready to bid. In other capital improvement news, the board voted to approve 2 projects at district schools. One was the need to upgrade the 40-year-old playground equipment at Montezuma Creek Elementary School, and the other to replace the 25-year-old HVAC system at Navajo Mountain High School. Both the HVAC system and the playground equipment are original to their respective schools, with concerns of safety and reliability driving the need for replacement. District staff estimated the cost to replace the Montezuma Creek Elementary playground equipment between $170,000 and $270,000, with the estimate for the HVAC system being $515,000. The board approval allows district staff to move forward in preparing the projects with the projects to be paid from fund balances and ongoing revenue for the next fiscal year starting in July. At the meeting, members of the San Juan School Board also approved fee waivers and spend plans for the upcoming school year. Over 3 board meetings where the item was presented to the public, the board heard from and discussed the amount for meal reimbursements. The amount in the spend plan outlines the maximum out of pocket students will pay for activities, as well as the amount that qualified students will receive from program participation, in particular money for meals. The cost to cover meals comes from the district budget. When looking at historic data about student participation, district staff estimated it would cost about $5,000 annually for the district to raise the meal reimbursement amount by $1. During the 23-24 school year, meal reimbursements has been set at $13 for each meal as part of an activity participation away from school. With inflation rising, some community members had asked the amount be raised. Members of the board weighed options to keep the amount the same or raise it to $15 or $14. After discussion, board members voted to approve the fee waiver and spend plans with the amount of $14 for meal reimbursements for the next school year. So that was an increase by $1 for students. That's all part of the latest San Juan School Board meeting. You'll be able to read a little bit more about that in the upcoming edition of the San Juan Record. Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some news in the Red Rock area. Just a heads up, this is a little way out, but there's going to be a free dump day for Blanding City residents coming up about a month out on Saturday, April 20th. You can make free trips to the San Juan County dump to clean up your house and yard before summer. You got to be a Blanding resident, and no liquid or hazardous materials will be accepted. It's going to be at the again at the county landfill south of White Mesa. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, 9:18 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We've talked about it a bit on the morning show and in the San Juan Record, but the Bears-Ears National Monument Draft Management Plan has been published and open for public comments, a 90-day public comment period. Runs through June 11th, and the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, and U.S. Forest Service is hosting seven public meetings during the open houses. The agencies are going to provide a brief presentation, dates, times, and location of meetings. There's, again, seven of them, so taking a look at it. The first one was going to be Tuesday, April 16th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. That's going to be a virtual meeting. You need to register to attend on Zoom. The next meeting will be in Salt Lake City on April 18th. Then here locally, a meeting in Blanding on Tuesday, April 23rd at USU Blanding. And then a virtual meeting on Thursday, May 2nd. A meeting in Twin Arrows, Arizona on Monday, May 6th. And a meeting in Albuquerque, New Mexico on Tuesday, May 7th. And the final one will be in Monument Valley. It's an open house on Thursday, May 16th. So we've got a couple of meetings going on. As part of that, again, for those online ones, you're going to want to register to attend and have an opportunity to hear a presentation. And again, folks are able to provide input for 90 days. That 90 days scheduled to end June 11th. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got a lot of other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at the latest out of the Dolores School Board, Bailey Duran with the Cortez Journal reporting that the board received an update on attendance data, and which showed some good signs, but the board says there's room for improvement. Board heard about improvements in attendance and the substitute teacher shortage effects on district staff, among other items. According to the report from Duran, across elementary and secondary schools, more than 40% of students were chronically absent last spring, missing 10% of school. Data also showed more than 80% of high school students who were failing their classes were chronically absent. The new numbers for the secondary school took a look and found that those numbers for chronically absent students in the high school is down to 46%. 1 in 5 high school students are being categorized as extremely chronically absent, missing more than 20% of school. Middle school's chronic absenteeism rate is 38%, which is a decrease of 10 percentage points. And the elementary school rate is 20%, which is a 18% decrease. The next steps to keep improving attendance include improving action plans and accountability, engaging families, and addressing the substitute teacher shortage. Members of the board had a couple of other items they discussed as well. You can learn more about the latest there at the Dolores School Board meeting in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the dashjournal.com. Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, the Navajo Nation Council voted in a special session to approve the Navajo Nation 2024 primary election date. The election date is normally on the first Tuesday in August for any year where a general election is held, and which candidates for public law office are to be elected. However, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs signed a law changing Arizona's primary election date to July 30th, which will only apply for this year's primary election. So as a result, the Navajo Nation is changing theirs to match up with Arizona. They do that often to try and have those elections in sync with the state of Arizona's primary election, so that Navajo voters will go to polls and won't have to do it two different days. They'll vote in both state and chapter elections simultaneously. Of course, that applies to Arizona, Navajo Nation, of course, here on Utah, and as well as New Mexico. So that'll be 2 days voting for those folks, but hard to line up across three states, making that all happen on the same day. So they voted to have the Navajo Nation primaries will be on July 30th, which will be in conjunction with the state of Arizona. Of course, state of Utah having their primary elections in June. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings here in the Red Rock listening area. As part of the morning show, of course, we have funeral notices and memorial services. Service to honor Walter Weldon Wood's life will be held tomorrow. That's Wednesday, March 20th at 1 p.m. at the Ertel Funeral Home in Cortez. Wood, age 81, lived in Dolores. Funeral services for Stuart Warren Hatch began at 10 a.m. on Thursday at the Ertel Memorial Chapel. Visitation on Wednesday from 5 to 7 at the chapel. A celebration of life for longtime Cortez resident Jim Johnston will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday at the First Methodist Church of Cortez. Celebration of life services for Davina K. Branson, age 67 of Cortez, will be held Saturday, March 30th from 11 to 2 at the Ertel Memorial Chapel. Services for Barbara Hall Pearson began at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 6th at the Monticello Cemetery. Funeral services for Clifford Lee Carter, age 64, at Moa began at noon on Saturday, April 20th. At the Old City Park in Moab. Of course, we also have services pending for Jim Stiles, publisher of the Canyon Country Zephyr and a friend to Red Rock 92 and the San Juan Record. Services pending there. And then just on March 17th, also received word of the passing of Larry Holiday of Monument Valley. Again, Mr. Holiday was a pillar in the Monument Valley community. I know they had a first celebration took place just last evening. It's going to continue daily at the Monument Valley Welcome Center at 5 p.m. Funeral services are still pending, but evening meetings. Happening in Monument Valley to recognize the life of Larry Holiday. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings on Red Rock 92.7.
A big welcome from all the folks at the Moab CarQuest Auto Parts to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. While you're here, there'll be lots of fun and lots of chances for things to break. If you're in the market for some vehicle TLC, come see Clark at CarQuest Auto Parts. He's got almost 50 years of automotive expertise and the experience to solve any of your off-road problems. CarQuest is backed by Advance Auto Parts, the largest distribution network in the industry. The Moab CarQuest Auto Parts. Locally owned, community driven.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Right, I'm in Rawhide.
Youth
Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, 9:29 a.m. That's These Dreams by Heart. Taking a look at that, the song was offered to Stevie Nicks, who expressed no interest in recording it. These Dreams became Heart's first single to hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Taking a look at some interesting information today in history. On this day in 1918, daylight savings time was established in the United States, so we've had 106 years of daylight savings time. On March 19th, 1962, American musician Bob Dylan released his debut album to mixed reviews. And on this day in 2003, the Iraq War began with airstrikes in Baghdad. Today is the first day of spring. Day and night are the same length. A little bit of the regular March 20th or 21st, in part because of leap year, we added a day. So that's why it's a little bit off, or seems off. It is Won't You Be My Neighbor Day in honor of Mr. Rogers. Technically, the idea for Won't You Be My Neighbor Day was taken from Sweater Day, which was originally created to honor Rogers. It's celebrated on Mr. Rogers' birthday. Speaking of birthdays, let's take a look at some birthdays. Actor Bruce Willis was born on today's date in 1955. Actress Glenn Close is 77. Andy Reid, coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, is 66 today. I guess that means folks of other teams probably wishing that he had retired at 65, but I don't think he's going to retire while he's got Patrick Mahomes as a quarterback there. Actor Fred Barry, who played a rerun on What's Happening sitcom, was born on March 19th, 1951. He would have been 73 today, but he passed away in 2003. Birthdays today locally. Let's see. We know we've got a few. We've got Jonathan Wright, Kinley Christensen, Joe Saunders, Bryce Westcott. We've also got a happy birthday for L. Robert Anderson. And I believe that's it. Yeah, so happy birthday to those folks out there. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. One other bit of information. Bill got this to me. He wasn't getting it to me when he was out last week, but this week he's got it. 15.1 inches in the snowpack this morning at Camp Jackson on the Abajo Mountain. That's 129% of the average for this date. But again, more importantly, it's 112% of an average winter. So we're above average winter here in the Abajos. Snow generally peaks on March 14th. Overall, the snowpack in southeast Utah is 132% of normal for the date, 103% of normal in southwest Colorado. So got ourselves a above normal winter. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We're going to send you over to that and be back with the sports reports Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk role. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, Stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuccio's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Ferrand role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatia, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main next to the Best Western.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country and Moab Heat and Cool. Your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
A big welcome to all who are in Moab for the Easter Jeep Safari from the folks at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts. We know a lot of you may need repairs during your visit. Canyonlands Napa is ready with parts on hand or next day service for anything you need to keep you on the trail. Canyonlands Napa is easy to find at 200 South, next to the State Liquor Store. Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts, the place for all your fluids, tools, and fixes.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. Action for the week gets underway today with some baseball and boys soccer. The San Juan baseball team is hosting North Summit in a 2A East region doubleheader. Grand County is also at home hosting a 2A East matchup with Gunnison Valley. And it's a showdown between local teams when Nucla welcomes the Monticello Buckaroos to town for an interstate contest. On the soccer pitch this afternoon, both the Grand County and San Juan boys are on the road. The Red Devils are at South Sevier and the Broncos are at Miller. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, 9:44 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. That's the local sports report, thanks to Rhett Sifford. Let's take a look at the regional report, starting with the National Basketball Association, where the Utah Jazz were defeated by the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday, 114-104 was that final. Tonight, the Denver Nuggets are in Minnesota, taking on the Timberwolves. That's going to do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.